Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're on Sechav Sachim, Daf Samech Gimel, the fifth parak, Tamid Nishchat. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, a braisa was brought on the bottom of Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis that stated, Acherim Omrim Hikdim Mulim La'arelim Kasher. If one had Kavanah for their circumcised before having Kavanah for Arelim, it is Kasher. Arelim La'mulim Pasol. If one had Kavanah for the Arelim before the circumcised, it is Pasol. Now the Gemara asks why the latter case is Pasol, given that the Mishnah on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Bey stated that if one has Kavana for both Mulin Va'arelin, the carbon is Kasher. After the first two explanations are rejected, Abaye answers that the Reish in the Braisa is where he said that the first simon, the first pipe, the trachea or the esophagus, should be cut for the Mulin, and the second simon should be cut for the Arelin as well. Rashi explains that since the Mulin are associated with both Simanim, the Pesach is valid. The Seva is a case where he said the first simon should be cut for the Arelim and the second simon should be cut for the Mulim, in which case the first pipe is not associated to the Mulim and the Pesach is Pasal, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Mefalgim b'chatzi Matir. Pigel can be affected through intent during part of a Matir, the act that permits. The Rabban of the Mishnah hold Ein Mefalgim b'chatzi Matir. Pigel cannot be affected during part of a Matir. Hence, the Pesach is valid because the second pipe was not slaughtered with a Pasal Kavana. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hashor kedes a Pesach al chametz ober b'losase. If one checks a Pesach while still owning chametz, he has violated a losase, which Rashi explains is, los yishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Now the Gemara brings a malchokas regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, the one is never chayev ad she al chametz l'shoychet or l'zorek or l'echa b'nei chabura, unless there is chametz belonging either to the one who shechs the offering, or the one who throws its blood, or to the one of the members of the group, and unless the chametz is with him in the azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though the chametz is not with him in the azara, he's still chayv. The Gemara concludes that the Malchokas is how to interpret the word all over in the pasuk. Los yishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not shech the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds al besamach. The word over implies nearness. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayev wherever the chametz is located. And point number three, Rabbi Oshia asked Rabbi Ami, Ein lo l'shochet v'yeshu l'echem min chabura mahu. What's the halacha if the one who shechs the Pesach does not have chametz, but one of the members of the group has? And Rabbi Ami responded, does it say, l'sishchad al chametz cha? You shall not shecht over your chametz? No, it says, you shall not shecht over chametz, indicating that one is chayev no matter who owns the chametz. If so, Rabbi Yoshi asked, then one should be chayv even if someone at the end of the world has chametz, to which Rabbi Ami answered, the pasuk states, Vosishchat followed by V'loyel in Chelv Chagiyad Boker. You shall not shecht followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach Chag shall not be left overnight until morning. We infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shecht applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. And Rabbi Papa said, therefore, the kohen who burns the Chelv over chametz transgresses the lo sase as well, since he's including the prohibition of halanase morim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa was brought on the bottom of Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis that stated, Acherim Omrim Hikdim Mulim L'Arelim Kasher. If one had kavana for the circumcised before having kavana for Arelim, it is Kasher. Whereas Arelim L'Mulim Pasul. If one had kavana for Arelim before the circumcised, it is Pasul. Now, the Gemara asks why the latter case is possible, given that the Mishnah on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis stated that if one has kavana for both Mulim va'arelim, the carbon is kasher. So after the first two explanations are rejected, Abaye answers that the Reish in the Braisa is where he said that the first simon, the first pipe, the trachea or the esophagus, should be cut for the Mulim, and the second simon should be cut for the arelim as well. Rashi explains that since the Mulim are associated with both Simanim, the Pesach is valid. The Seifa is a case where he said the first simon should be cut for the arelim, and the second pipe should be cut for the Mulim, in which case the first simon is not associated to the Mulim, and the Pesach is Pasul, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Mefalgim b'chatzi Matir. Pigel can be affected through intent during part of a Matir, the act that permits. The Rabban and the Mishnah hold Ein Mefalgim b'chatzi Matir. Pigel cannot be affected during part of a Matir. Hence, the Pesach is valid because the second simon was not slaughtered with a Pasul Kavana. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hashokher is a Pesach al chametz over b'losase. If one shechs a Pesach while still owning chametz, he has violated a losase, which Rashi explains as los yishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Now the Gemara brings the Malchokas regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one is never chayv ad she'a chametz l'shochet or lezorik, or leechem b'nei chabura, and lesser chametz belonging either to the one who shechs the offering, or to the one who throws the blood, or to one of the members of the group, v'ad she'imo b'azara, and unless the chametz is with him in the azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, afo p'she'inimo b'azara. Even though the chametz is not with him in the azara, he's still chayev. The Gemara concludes that the machlokas is how to interpret the word all, the word over in the pasuk, los yishchat al chametz dam sifchi. You shall not shech the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds al besamach. The word over implies nearness. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayev wherever the chametz is located. And pointing with the Rav Oshi asks Rabbi Ami, Ein lo lo shochet v'yesh lo echem mene chabur mahu. What is the lacha? If the one who shechs the Pesach doesn't have chametz, but one of the members of the group has, and Rabbi Ami responded, does it say, Los yishchat al chametz cho? You shall not shecht over your chametz? No, it says, you shall not shecht over chametz, indicating that one is chayiv no matter who owns the chametz. So if so, Rabbi Yoshi asked, then one should be chayiv, even if someone at the end of the world has chametz, to which Rabbi Ami answered, the pasuk begins, Los yishchat, and continues, V'lo yel in chel chagiyad boker. You shall not shecht, followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach Chag shall not be left overnight until morning. So we infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shecht applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. Rav Papa said, therefore, the kohen who burns the chalav over chametz transgresses the los aseh as well, since he's included in the prohibition of halganis emorim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Samech Gimel, and our standard siman is a segue. A segue is the thing the boys zip around town on. So segue is our siman. So here goes. The Kohen, who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, that he only shecht the first siman for Arelim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the B'nai Chabura. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen, who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, that must be more in Daf Samech Gimel. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, that he only shechted the first siman for Arelim, which reminds us, we had a question why Braisa says that if one had kavanah for the Arelim and after for those who were circumcised, the carbon is pasul, when the Mishnah on Daf Samach Alf Amud Beis stated that if one has kavanah for both Mulin and Arelim, the carbon is kosher. Abaye answered that the Braisa's case is where he said that the first siman should be cut for the Arelim and the second siman should be cut for the Mulin, in which case the first siman is not associated to the Mulin and the Pesach is pasul, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds, Mefalgim b'chatzi matir, pickle can be affected through intent during part of a matir, the act that permits. The Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold, ein mefalgim b'chatzi matir, pickle cannot be affected during part of a matir. Hence the Pesach is valid because the second pipe was not slaughtered with a pasul kavana. So the Kohen, who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, that he only shechted the first siman for Arelim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azor, which reminds regarding the losase of Los Yishchat al chametz dam zivchi, you shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. There's a machlokes regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one is never chayiv unless the chametz is with him in the Azara, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that even though the chametz is not with him in the Azara, he's still chayiv. The Gemara concludes the machlokes is how to interpret the word all over in the pasuk, Los yishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not shech the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds all besamach. The word over implies nearness. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayiv wherever the chametz is located. So the Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first siman for Arelim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the B'nai Chabur, which reminds us, Rav Oshi asked Rabbi Ami how one can shecht the Pesach if chametz exists anywhere in the world, and Rabbi Ami explained that the pasuk states lo sishchat, followed by lo yelin chel v'chagiyad boker. You shall not shecht, it's followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach should not be left overnight until morning. So we infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shecht applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. Rav Papa said, therefore, the kohen who burns the chalav over chametz transgresses the los aseh as well, since he's including the prohibition of halganis emorim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. So once again, the kohen who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue, they'd only shechted the first siman for Arelim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the B'nai Chabura. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Nun Tes. So the simmer Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night. That must be run Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was lighting menorah after the Tamid was brought, which reminds us that the reason the Pesach comes before the Tamid is that there are two expressions of Bein Arbaim and Be'erev with regard to the Pesach, whereas it only says Bein Arbaim with regard to the Tamid. Now, if so, the Gemara asks why the menorah and ketores come after the Pesach, since they only have the expression of Bein Arbaim. And the Gemara answers that we learn from the Pasuk, Yaroch Oso, Aron Uvanov, Me'er Bad Boker, Aron and his son shall arrange it from evening until morning, that there should be enough oil so that it should burn continuously from evening until morning. And secondly, Enoch Avodah Shekashera Ad Boker, El Zobil Vad. There's no other service which is valid from evening until morning other than this. So hence the Pesach cannot be offered after the menorah is lit. And since the Torah states that we are to burn the ketores when the menorah is lit, the Pesach precedes the ketores as well. And the Gemara brings another brisa that states that the menorah and ketores do come before the Pesach. So the knight who was lighting a menorah after the Tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his Mechusu Kippurim bird, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel Rabbi Yochim and Broka, a Mechusu Kippurim who forgot to bring his karbanas before the afternoon Tamid may bring them after the Tamid even the rest of the year to eat his kachim at night, not just Erev Pesach like the Tanakhama holds. Rashi explains that he can do so because there's a mitzvah for one to partake of his karban. Now, the Gemara asks how the mitzvah to eat one's carbon, where there's no liability of karis if he does not eat it, unlike the Pesach, can override the mitzvah of completing all the karbanis before the afternoon tamid. So Ravina said in the name of Chisda that we're dealing with a case of a chatzis of she'en l'mizbech e'odama, a bird chatzis of an impoverished mitzvah, the mizbech only gets its blood, and none of its body is burned there, therefore there's no prohibition to offer it after the tamid. So the knight who was lighting menorah after the tamid was brought was almost run over by a poor mitzvah running to offer his mechusa kippurim bird. On the bloody from Zvika Mizbeach, where fats of a carbon were being burned. Which reminds us that Rav Kahana posed a contradiction. It's written, and the fat of my festival offering shall not remain overnight until morning, which implies that it's only until morning that the offering may not remain unburned, but it can remain unburned the entire night. Yet it's written regarding the morning tamid, he shall burn on it the fats of the shlamim, from which we derive, on it you shall complete all the karbanos, but not on the afternoon tamid. Rashi explains that this implies that no other sacrifice may be burned after the afternoon tamid. So Rav Kahana resolved his own contradiction. He said the first pasuk refers to where the fats were left over from a karban whose blood was thrown on the mizbech before that of the tamid. The zrika makes it as if it was offered before the tamid, which permits the karban to be burned afterward. Daf Samach. So the simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda man lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Once again in slow motion. No smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had two different Kavanas at two different avodos. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis stated that if one shechted a carbon Pesach lishmo velo lishmo pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with the Kavana of a different carbon, it's pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanas b'avoda achas or b'shtei avodas, during one avoda or during two different avodos. If it meant that two Kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Afak mar dvarav adam nitpas, a person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon pasul. It would not be in accordance with Meru holds tafas lashon rishon, only one's first expression is binding. If the Mishnah meant the two Kavanas were expressed during two avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodos. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with a case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The Reish in the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas lo lishma, the carbon is possible. The Gemara rejected this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two Kavanas expressed during two avodas. The Sefer refers to a case, the Kai B'Shchita V'Kachashi B'Zrika, where he's standing at the Shchita and having Kavana about the Zrika. And then he says, Harini Shochet is a Pesach Lishmo, Lizrok Dam L'Shalo Lishmo. I'm hereby shechting the Pesach for its own sake in order to do Zrika Shalo Lishmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the Mechashim Avoda L'Avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda mind lo lishma when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach lishma during the rest of the year. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquired, Pesach sheshchato v'shar yomos hashana l'shmo v'lo l'shmo mahu, a Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for Shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is pasul, but if it's brought as a Shlamim, it's valid. So does the lo l'shmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought l'shmo and makshir it or not? So Rav Dima related that he saved the following argument before Rav Yirmiyah. He said, just as a Pesach brought on the 14th, lo l'shmo b'l'shmo, the l'shmo does not remove the status of lo l'shmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year l'shmo, the lo l'shmo does not remove the l'shmo status, and it remains possible. Rav Yirmiyah told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo l'shmo is an invalidating kavanah by all the zvachim, whereas l'shmo is only an invalidating kavanah for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent shelo l'shma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing pasul. Daf Samachov, so the simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, a sauce. Here goes. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed. Sawed, that must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Samachov and Beitz, the Gemara inquired what the halacha is if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner. Is Shinui Balim an intention for a change of owner like Shinui Kodesh, an intention for a different carbon, not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? So our Papa suggested they were similar, and then Rav responded that they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any one of the four avodas, the carbon is possible, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is possible is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies B'tzibur B'yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, whereas Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects, which Rava mentions, are rejected by the Gemara. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources that a Pesach that was shechted for those that are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is pasul. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by michsachs, according to the number of people. Now, this teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now, one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. So the Torah states, the michsas tochosu, according to the number shall you count. The Pesach repeated the requirement to make it essential. The source of the Pesach is pasul if it's shechted for those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin minuyin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lefi achlo tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of a sick, old, and uninvited guest, and then hit the oral with his blood-throwing for kapara trick. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what the halacha is if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that Aurelium should attain Kippurah with it through the Zrika. Now, in this case, the term Kippurah is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the Aurelium should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the Zrika. Rav Chisda says that it's invalid because Yesh Machshevas Aurelium B'Zrika, because intention for Aurelium concerning the Zrika is effective. Well, Rabbah says it's valid because Ein Machshevas Aurelium B'Zrika, because intention of Aurelium concerning the Zrika is not effective. The Gemara Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oral with his blood-throwing for kapara trick. Daf Samach Beis. So the symbol for Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. A submarine. So here goes. The submarine tour. Submarine. That must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, which reminds that Rav Ashi offered a different explanation for the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda regarding the question whether a Pesach was shechted for the sake of circumcised people in order that Aurelium should gain Kippur through it by the throwing of the blood is kasher. He said it was based on the Pesach v'nirtza lo l'chaper lav, and acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo l'chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the Pesach is teaching that the Zerika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Rabba holds chavero d'umyadidei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapar, so too must the fellow be a bar kapar to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the oral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisda holds that the oral is a bar chiyuvahu bar kaparahu, that he is subject to the Pesach obligation and subject to kapara, hoyo diboy misakin navshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo a circumcision. And the Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisda holds of hoyo l'chumra, but not l'kula, such as in the early case of baking on yantiv, for the possibility of guests. So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, which reminds us that Rav Simlai wanted Rabbi Yochanan to teach him Sefer Yuchsin in 3 months, which Rabbi Yochanan thought was outlandish given it took Beruya 3 years to complete. Rami Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Miyom shenigna Sefer Yuchsin tashas kochen shel chachamim v'chol me'oreinam." From this day, the Sefer Yuchsin was forgotten. The strength of the chachamim became weakened, and their eyesight was dimmed. And Marzutra said, "The section between the first mention of Atzel and the last mention of Atzel holds 400 kamelos of drushes." So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the naval lineage book, and meals were not served to 4 unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Simlai that there were 4 differences between a Pesach brought l'shmo below l'shmo, and one brought l'ochlav below l'ochlav. With a carbon brought l'shmo below l'shmo, the psul's begufo, it is impossible to identify which part of the animal is l'shma and which is l'shma. The psul disqualifies in all 4 avodas, and also applies to kibbutz sibor, communal offerings. Whereas a carbon brought l'ochlav below l'ochlav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during Shechita, and it doesn't apply to Karbanos Tzibur, communal Karbanos.